Good afternoon and welcome to Your DIY Health here on the People's Patriot Network. I'm your host, Sergeant Jim Ram, retired. You can call me Sarge. It is Monday, November 5th, 2018. Wow, end of the month of November already. This year has really flown by. Anyway, this program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of a competent medical professional, assuming you can find one. I'm not a doctor, and that's a good thing. In my opinion, the doctors most people go to see when they have a health issue, MDs, are wrapped around the axle of their training. Unfortunately, their training is in drugs and surgery, and it doesn't equip them to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of a nutritional deficiency. I'm simply someone who's been studying under the tutelage of one of, if not the top nutritional authorities in the world, Dr. Joel Wallach. Now, I don't treat diseases. I don't even treat people. I simply advise people how to give their bodies the raw materials they need to support and maintain good health. And when the body has what it needs, it'll fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body knows how to fix itself. It has a God-given innate ability to do so. The only thing it's missing is the raw materials. And when you put those back into the mix, stand back and wait to be amazed, because your body is going to do some really cool stuff. Now you can visit my website at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And I've got all kinds of stuff on there. I've just updated it last week with, you guessed it, yep, a replay, or not replay, but our archive page. And you can find that on the radio shows tab. But before you do that, scroll to the bottom of the homepage and you'll see a Facebook button. If you click that, it'll take you right to the Facebook page set up for the radio shows. And while you're there, you can click the like button so other people can find out about it. Maybe they too can learn to restore their health naturally using science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. Let's see, what else? On the homepage, you'll see about halfway down, you'll see a link for CTFO, which is the new CBD oil products that we're dealing with. And they have all kinds of, over 70 different products. Some really neat stuff. And I encourage you to check that out. It's the products are really good. Their sleep product is awesome. And it's just really good stuff. competitively priced, very, you know, reasonable, and just great stuff. And they have a 60-day money-back empty bottle guarantee. You can use the whole product up, and you've got 60 days to send the empty bottle back for a refund if you don't like it. That's pretty good. Well, let's see here. What else? We have a toll-free order line that you can use to order or get information on the longevity products we talk about on the show. And that number is 855-80-YOUNG, 855-809-6864, again, 855-809-6864. Jeff, Sally, and Robert are standing by, ready to take your calls. They're very knowledgeable, both the product line and the home-based business opportunity. And I encourage you to give them a call with any questions, comments, concerns about the longevity products or to order. Again, 855-809-6864, and they'll be happy to help you. Now, if you're interested in any of the other things, the CTFO or the pulse electromagnetic therapy stuff that's mentioned on the Your DIY Health website, those you'll need to take care or talk to me about. And you can contact me via the Contact Me button on the webpage. And that brings up an option either to call me on the phone or to utilize the pop-up email form that comes up right within your browser to send me an email. If you do an email, just keep in mind that I don't check emails during the show, but I do check them afterwards, and anything that comes in will get a response within a few hours. And lastly, if you go to the radio shows page, besides the archives, which are right at the top of the page and easy to get to, just to click a link and boom, you're there. We also have a chat room set up so that if you have any questions, you're welcome to just punch them into the chat room. And today, that's the only way to get a hold of me because we're going to be talking Bitcoin again. And when John and Kathy call in, that will tie up my one and only phone line. So if you call, you're not going to be able to get in because I can't. If I try and add you to the call, all it will do is disconnect everybody else. So if you have any questions, I encourage you to utilize the chat room. And that way you can punch in your questions and I can ask them, put them forward to the group, and we can get you an answer, which should work pretty well. So let's see here. Keep in mind that the topics discussed and opinions mentioned on this show are those of the host and or guests and don't necessarily represent the opinions of the People's Patriot Network, its owners or sponsors. And no one should construe anything to said on this show to diagnose, treat, or cure any health issue. Everything there, you know, as a responsible adult, it's up to you to do your own due diligence and make sure that what you're saying and doing and hearing and whatnot is right for you. So that is pretty much all the housekeeping stuff. We just have to wait until John and Kathy and company calls in. Normally we have about seven or so people, and gives everybody a chance to, you know, get their two cents in and that kind of thing. Makes it easier on me. I don't have to talk the whole show. And that's probably easier on everybody else too. But definitely, this is going to be a good show today. We didn't do a show last week on Bitcoin because John and Kathy were not able to make it. They had a meeting that they had to go to with some of the high ups. And hopefully we're going to hear a little bit about what they found out last week on today's show. That will be really cool because there's always new things that are coming along, programs that are being rolled out and that kind of stuff that will really make things good. It's just been one of those days, you know, it's been a long weekend. I went to Indianapolis on Friday morning and came back late Saturday. Got back about 11 o'clock Saturday night. Had a great time, learned a lot. It was a longevity function called the Midwest Hoosier Jamboree. And always a great program. It's probably the best longevity event I go to throughout the year. And the nice thing, it's only a 3.5-hour drive. And had a great time. And but the older you get, the harder it is to do all these things and still keep going strong. And I'll tell you what, you hear me yawning a lot. I don't know why. Just, you know, I was up late last night and up early this morning, and yeah, it's just life, just life, and never fails. But anyway, we should be getting going here soon. John and Kathy usually call in right about 8 or 9 minutes after the hour, so hopefully they've got their people lined up, and we'll be ready to go here shortly. Just trying to see what else is going on. I don't think there's anything new. Excuse me. Come on, guys, call in. Save everybody having to listen to me yawn all the time. That's the fun part. No one in the chat room yet. And got a dog that is having some issues. I think she got bit by a spider. A little golden retriever. She's about, I think, 5 years old, roughly. Maybe four. And, of course, my wife can't realize that 1 o'clock, I'm on the radio. Don't call. And that was her barking in the background wanting to know about the dog. So if the other folks ever call in, I will send her a text message. But anyway, this poor dog, you know, yesterday morning when I got up and fed him, she was having trouble. She just wasn't herself. And then when my wife got home from church and checked her out, she was still kind of strange and lethargic. And started checking her out, and she has some really heavy-duty swelling around her neck, throat area. And I put some frankincense oil on it last night, and it seems to have helped somewhat. Got to do some more today. The big trouble is getting her to sit still so I can massage the stuff in, because it's got to get down to the skin. Can't just put it on the fur. And but, you know, we're trying to get her into the vet, and tomorrow afternoon is the earliest we can make it. So we'll have to see how that goes. But she's doing okay. She's just, you know, not her old self. You know, I don't think she's any life-threatening, illness or injury or anything. But for some reason, not having any, you know, I don't know. She's just, you know, just not her same old self. Normally she's a real, you know, rambunctious little thing playing with her brother, who's a red-bone coonhound, and they have all kinds of fun. But she's just sort of being very reserved. And, of course, Mama gets all worked up. There we go.
Call her cell
phone. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
How are we doing
morning.
Today?
We are running behind.
Yeah, that's life in a big city.
Hello?
Hey.
Sarah, hi. You're on the Jim Ram show today. Are you coming with
hey.
Us today?
Well, sure. Why not? Let's go. Let me grab my coat. It's cold here. Let me grab my coat and get my shoes on. We're ready to go.
Bingo. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's great running. And we have Tanya here with us today.
Good morning, all.
Hey.
Tanya. Grab your coat. Let's go. Well,
fantastic.
Bitcoin road trip.
I missed last Monday doing a show with you guys. It just wasn't the same.
Yeah, sounds like John's driving the bus.
Is there any news or updates that you can share with us that came out of your meeting last Monday?
Yeah, let's introduce Michelle on here, too. We didn't get her introduced. So we have Michelle and Sarah and Tanya and John and myself, Kathy Bailey. Cool. Okay.
Hello.
Now,
good morning.
Now you can get to the good stuff or the better stuff. I guess we're all good. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Meeting last week. Was there a meeting last week?
Yes. Tell us what the big players said. You guys got to get together for about a 3.5-hour session.
I'm drawing a blank.
Miss Michelle was there.
It was with Michael Alexander.
Snap out of it, John.
Oh, okay.
He's holding out on us. That's what it is.
No, there's just so much going on. I can't do it. Yeah, Michael was there, and Michael gave us 3.5 hours of his time.
Wow.
Really going into some detail about, the club and how things are going. And one of the things he talked about quite a bit was the fact that people were not sure about, the mining and stuff like that. And he was talking about the training that we did called the Little Bits That Mean So Much. And how the Bit Club, the Bitcoin operates on 8 decimal points, not just 2, like all the other currencies do. And the fact is that even with the difficulty rate being high, and that's high because a bunch of people went out and decided that they were going to capitalize on that high price of Bitcoin back in 2017, at the end of the year. And they all ran out and they bought machines and they leased them from these companies and they started doing their mining, and it ran what's called the difficulty rate up. The difficulty rate is the problem, the mathematical problem that needs to be solved by the miner who can do it first, and so they to win the right to place the next block. And these guys, they ran the difficulty rate up from, like, in February, it was like 3 trillion calculations per second, and it was ran all the way up to 7.5 trillion calculations per second within less than a year. And that is actually our protection, in case people don't understand it, because one of the questions I get all the time is that, well, what's to stop some country or some major corporation to come in and buy a whole bunch of machines or make their own machines and begin mining and take it all over? This is the protection. The fact is that when the difficulty rate gets very high, it gets harder and harder to do that mathematical calculation. So you got to have the biggest, baddest, fastest computers in the world. It takes energy. It takes time. It takes cost. Well, these guys that came in all of a sudden thinking they were going to be grabbing a bunch of Bitcoin ran into a huge problem. Difficulty rate was very high, and they have expenses they can't cover because they're not able to get enough Bitcoin during the mining process right now because of their expenses. Bit Club is in the unenviable position of the fact that we don't have those expenses. I'm getting a lot of feedback from somebody's speakers. We don't have those expenses. We're always mining at a profit. Now, we may not be getting as much, but those little pieces of Bitcoin are extremely valuable. It's just like walking through a mountain stream and you see a bunch of pretty rocks, and you pick them up and you take them with you, and then you go to find out to do something with them, and you say, oh my God, these are diamonds. Diamonds. Why didn't I get some more of those things? It's exactly what's going to happen with pieces of Bitcoin. We're in the early stages of this, you guys. We haven't even begun to see mass adoption yet. We are the 1% of the people in the planet that know about this stuff right now. When the adoption rate goes up, Bitcoin price is going to be based upon the total dollar volume moving through it, because we're pricing it in dollars right now. When that gets, what is the gross domestic product of the planet? Anybody got an idea? I mean, it's a number that's so huge, it's
nine,
I can't eat.
I heard it was 9 billion.
Oh no, oh no, billions nothing compared to the you got to be quadrillions. You got to be way over past trillions. It's so big,
wow.
People can't even begin to understand it.
Those
pieces of Bitcoin are going to be a fraction of that big number, and you're going to have them. Nobody's going to be able to mine a Bitcoin, an entire Bitcoin, or even buy a Bitcoin in the near future. You can get big Bitcoins right now, but you're not going to be able to get them in the future. So people don't understand what they have here and the protections that are built in to protect that value for the future. So when Kathy says, you know, if you got a child, a young child, you just had a child, you want to make sure you can cover all the expenses for that child for the rest of their life, get them a BitClub pool. That's all you got to do. Let it mine. Let it grow. And by the time they're 18 years old, you're not going to have to worry about money for college. You're not going to have to worry about them having to rush out and find a job. You're not going to have to worry about having them have a place to stay or enough food or anything like that. It's all going to be taken care of. Because
it sure pays a lot more than those Gerber Life policies, you know.
Sure.
No doubt about it.
So that was kind of the thing that he got into. Michelle, there were some things that you were talking to him about, because I know that, see, after he finally couldn't take it anymore, he's standing there, and finally we'd gone so long. I had no idea we'd gone that long. It just didn't feel like it, because there was so much that was being discussed, and people were so involved in the conversation with Michael. Because Michael was there from the beginning. Michael has been very experienced. He's a very successful network marketing kind of guy. We're not network marketing. We're not MLM. But the fact is that he came out of retirement to do this because it wasn't what it was before. And he has done so well and just done so much that everybody was just kind of glued to the, you know, you couldn't stop listening. He just kept going. Nobody left.
So easy to listen to and so knowledgeable. I mean, you can listen to him for hours and think it's like 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just he shares so much.
And the only person who took really good notes, because I never even took good notes ever, was Michelle. She's got some of the goodies down on paper. So maybe she can share some of those with us.
Oh, I hope everybody could hear me. Okay. Well, you know, it's no different than what you've been talking about. I know John keeps talking about as what is Bitcoin, what's the future, continue buying contracts. He talked about a video, little bits and pieces. I encourage everybody to go back and listen to that, because that's what Michael Alexander touched base on. And he would keep going back on that particular subject, not.
Oh, you know what he did? Can you tell a story about when he first started getting machines? Do you remember what he was talking about? Were you still taking notes then? Oops, lost Michelle, I guess. Okay. One of the things he talked about was when he first got involved with the BitClub, they bought founder.
I think I got my connection back on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're there.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah. Do you want to explain it to him? You took some notes on it. If not, I can do it. Okay, she's gone again.
She's sitting in a motel room, and it's choppy over there. So,
right. I'll continue.
She's in and out.
I think I can tell it. He put out some funds to get the Bitcoin position, and he started studying and learning, because he didn't know anything about Bitcoin or what was going on. And shortly thereafter, he came back and he told his wife, you know, I think we better put some more money into this thing, and we better buy some more positions. And she says, well, how many are we going to get? And he says, well, 10. Really? We don't have the money. You know, isn't there a better place to do some investing and all this kind of stuff? And he says, no, I really think we need to do this. So he did it. And then a little while later, he began to think, you know, we better be putting some more money into this program here. And she says, well, how much? He says, well, about $100,000. $100,000? What do you – we really probably ought to do this. And so she argued and argued, and they went ahead and did it anyway. And a little while later, he's talking about getting some more positions. And I think the $100,000 was where she said, is that enough? I kind of got ahead of the story there. he kept putting money in. She kept saying, no, 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 no. And then when it got to really be the big money, she didn't say that anymore. She says, really, is that enough? That was the point I was trying to make, that this thing grows on you. The more you learn about it, the more you operate it, and the more you see what's happening. Now, Russ just released a new video on Worldwide Video in which he talks about where we're sitting, and he's really just conversing about what's going on with our club and the CoinPay system coming out right now. And he says that that is going to be – that the club can be big or bigger than Visa and MasterCard and American Express. That's just mind-boggling. Because we compete so strongly and head-to-head with the banking system that they're going to want to buy it from us. Because if they don't, then they're going to go out of business because the world won't need them anymore.
Well, I'm looking. Distribution centers, touch on that.
No, I don't remember that. What was that, distribution centers?
We're owning our own. We're setting up. We've got our own distribution centers now and our –
Oh, you mean the machine places where we hold? Yeah, yeah. That's the other thing he did talk about quite a bit was the fact that because of what the miners did, the manufacturers, because we pay for all of our stuff in advance in order to get it. It cuts our costs down and gives us priority to receive the equipment. Well, earlier this year, when all these other companies wanted to buy those machines and pay premium prices to get them and lease them, the companies that we had paid to deliver our equipment did not deliver it in January like they were supposed to. They found it more profitable to keep those machines and mine for Bitcoin and just pay us the penalty fees in the clauses that in the contracts rather than deliver our machines. So now they've delivered the machine, but what they did was they created a competitor. We're so big at this point that we are going to be doing all of our own manufacturing, our own equipment, and it's cutting our cost from 100 cents on a dollar to 10 cents on the dollar for the same kind of machines, only they're even more powerful. They're 40% reduction in energy cost as well, because we're now going to be using between 7 and 12 nanometer chips, while the rest of the world is going to be using 16 and 28 nanometer chips. And this is that Russ keeps talking about. He says this is really scary to say. He says, but we're really heading for domination of this whole system. Now you come out with the purchasing platform called the BC Club, in which individuals can literally get their hands on a membership in it. It's founder status, but it is a system where you can buy anything you want. They do personal service, and he's telling some stories about somebody wants a peanut butter sandwich in the middle of the night. You call them up and say, I'm hungry. I'd really like to have a peanut butter sandwich. And they get on, they go find somebody to deliver you a peanut butter sandwich.
It's like a concierge service.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And they said that they have been saving thousands and thousands of dollars on airfares and hotel costs, and because a lot of these people move around quite a bit and they're able to cut prices down dramatically. I mean, the numbers are really significant. They're not small amounts.
As far as travel, yeah, they've got travel in there, and that's where they're saving quite a bit on airfare and all kinds of stuff, a significant amount.
One of the other things that's neat is that let's say you want to buy a computer and you find a computer in Taiwan that you want to buy at a great price. You take that information and you give it to the concierge service and then let them buy it for you. And they have ways of even beating the prices that you're seeing on there. He says, you know, it's the easy can, they can get things for 40% less than what your best price is. He said they're consistently beating prices on everything. So this is another feature that people are going to be able to get through the club. Then the CoinPay system, which is going to be even bigger and better way of handling merchandise, and the phone that's coming out where you've got your own club coin wallet right built into the phone itself, which, you know what, I'm of the view that this is going to be so expansive on a worldwide basis that I don't think I want to use any of my club coin. I think the price on that club coin is just going to skyrocket once it starts being spread through this whole worldwide network of people using it. And, you know, they gave it all away. It's just like they're doing now. They're giving away shares of the CoinPay company right now. If you get a founder position, which is all three Bitcoin pools, the $500 pool, the $1,000 pool, and the $2,000 pool, they give you 1,000 shares of those of that CoinPay company. I know Kathy was very, very involved in using credit cards and debit cards for her businesses. She had lots and lots of clients, and she always had to hassle with the banks all the time. So I did not understand the significance of that because I never had to do that. I mean, anything that I did was, you know, cash or a check or something like that. So I had no idea the problems that people run into in terms of even reserves. I had no idea the banks hold the money for about 6 months or so sometimes, and they take, you know, 20 to 30% of your money for that reserve.
Yes.
And that hurts people. That new video that he released recently talks about a lot of that stuff. And, you know, we put that out to everybody in our teams so everybody can get, you know, access to it. So we are in the right place at the right time. I don't see how it could be any better. You know what? I said that a year ago, and now look at it. I mean, there's more coming. It's not just this. You know, this is in addition to all the mining. This is an incredible program. In 4 years, they built a multi-billion dollar company. Now, I know it's over a billion now, but, you know, they just on the mining side, they've distributed 182,000 Bitcoins to people. I mean, that's just mind-boggling. So, Gaze, you got anything you want to add to it? I mean...
Well, I was going to, this is Sarah, and I was just going to say, how many millionaires have they made since, I mean, you know,
in 3 years, they made 325 millionaires, and there's more coming. They don't have
a company. Oh, I know.
And every person here has the same opportunity that they had from day one. Actually, I think it's easier now than what they went through, because when they started it, it was still really new. There was a lot of naysayers. There were a lot of people saying, that ain't going to work, can't work, isn't going to work. And all of a sudden, they've got this, and now we have a period. I think Russ is saying that if within 2 years, people who get in and actually work and let people know about this opportunity, the things that they can do, which is not MLM now, so don't be worried about it. If you're not a millionaire in a couple of years through the system, you missed it simply because you didn't just go out and tell people about it. This is really revolutionary, very exciting, very bright. It's going to last past our lifetime. I don't know why anybody would want to do this.
Amen. I'm with you, John. Why wouldn't anybody want to do this? It's such a great place to put your money, and what begins to happen when you put your money there is it begins to grow. And then at that point in time, you just can't help but tell somebody about it. I mean, even if, you know, I ran across someone who said, well, I'm not really good at saying anything to anybody. And I said, oh, well, you don't have to. Well, that kind of took they were like, awesome. Well, what began to happen is they begin to tell everybody because they couldn't believe what was happening with, you know, hey, I'm not doing anything and look what's happening. This is growing. And that in itself is just mind-boggling to people because it's that good.
That's why I always chuckle when they say, well, I can't talk to anybody, because this is what they do. This is what people do all the time. They don't realize this is nothing more than a word of mouth system. It's a private club here. You have to be invited in. And the way you get invited is by who you know.
Absolutely.
Right? So when you get into the club, now you're somebody that people need to know.
Exactly.
That's their way in, right?
Exactly. Well, that's why it's so incredible. I love the concept of it, the simplicity of it, and the way that it helps everybody. I mean, I don't care who you are. I mean, everybody here makes money. Nobody loses money. And that in itself is a powerful statement. I mean, a powerful statement.
It really is. The other thing is, I think that, just like Russ says, is that the worldwide adoption of Bitcoin is going to come very quickly, and the BitClub CoinPay system is going to absolutely make that happen, because what they're doing is making it real easy for people and merchants to use their coins. You know, it's when you first started using computers, you know, 25 years ago, nobody was using these computers like this. They were all, I used dial-up computers. I'd carry a little briefcase-sized terminal with me. I'd go in and meet a client, sit down with the computer. I'd take their phone and put it into a a modem, 300 baud modem, which we really thought, man, that's really something. And I ran up phone bills like you couldn't believe using that little computer. And I mean, horrendous phone bills. And it would, you know, print out these little answers to questions. And then today you walk in with a little tiny pad, and it does 10 times more what it did before, and it has no cost to it. It's nothing associated with it. Well, that's what's going to happen with Bitcoin. Whenever you wanted to get on the internet before, you had to load up a TCP stack. And nobody knew what a TCP stack was. And nobody knows now because they don't have to deal with it. The system is completely automated. You want to use a Chrome browser, you press the button and you download the Chrome browser. It's not a big deal anymore. Even on the phone systems and the pad systems, those software packages are even more simplified. It makes it even easier for people to use. That's where this is going. But in order to get the kind of growth and build the fortune that you want to have, that everybody wants to have, you have to be in now. Now is when this is done. This is when people absolutely get rich. And what does everybody want to be? Well, everybody's been told they want to be rich, right?
Right.
Well, we have it. We have the best way to do this. And you know what? I don't have to call up people and say, hey, it's been a month since I talked to you. Are you going to send in your autoship this month? I don't have to deal with any products. I don't have to be a snake oil salesman. I mean, you take a product with nobody's a salesperson. This is why people say I can't talk to anybody, because they think they got to go through this whole sales process to get people to come on the board, because every time people get into an MLM system, they're throwing money at a thing and they keep putting money out every single month because they got to get money in there to support the product. We don't have to do that. Our product is
money. That's why this is so awesome. I know. There you go. Our product is money.
There's no other place out there that I know of where you can just, pay in once, buy a machine, and
mine forever.
Mine for the rest of your life with no hidden fees. You know, you set it and forget it, or you share it.
And no monthly fees. There's not
any monthly fees.
Yeah. You know.
No changes to the comp plan because corporate wants to make more money.
Exactly. You know, one of the things Michael Alexander talked about, I asked him a few things about what do you project, what is Bitcoin Cash? What do you see it in the next 3 to 5 years? And he easily sees it over 100K. 100K. And if you have 10 of them, that's $1 million in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yes, including
all the mining contracts that we're purchasing. And I also talked about the mining contracts. You just keep buying more. I mean, people say, oh, we're not getting enough mining. And it's like, oh, yeah, we are. You know, we have 10 cents to the dollar, like Don explained it. I mean, we truly have something. If we really understand what we got in and really feel it and see it and, you know, grasp to it, we have something so unique that there's people out there that wish they have something like this. But we need to go out there and tell them. You know, a few years ago, there was people in the Bit Club that didn't even know how to buy Bitcoin. They had to train people how to copy and paste it, how to send it, and how to sign up people. And now there's hundreds of them, right? But we're doing it all over again. You know, we got to train people. We got to teach them how to buy the Bitcoin and how to pay for the contracts. It's just consistency. We have to be consistent in repetition. And, you know, the people out there, they need what we have. They just don't know it. And
well, they're going to find out real soon, because the bail-in laws, and the other situation is that, like Kathy says, if you want to find out how the banking system really is, and if you've got savings in the bank or any other thing, go down and tell them you want your money out. Tell them you want to have
Just go try to withdraw $5,000. They are not going to give it to you. It doesn't matter, you know, just. You don't have to send it to anybody. Just try to go withdraw from your bank. I give you that challenge, because we have seen people all week long. We've heard story after story, people that have, you know, had banks, the same bank for 20, 30 years, and they're going down trying to just withdraw like $5,000, you know, $10,000, and it's their money, and they're not letting them have it. They're giving them all kinds of runaround. What do you want it for? This and that. We had a guy the other day, we're going to save you, you know, from some scam or something, you know. And he's like, I need some money, you know, just give me my money. And he had to go down there three different times. And finally they gave him a cashier's check. But, yeah, just try to go withdraw some money. You can put it back in the next day, but just try to get it out. You know, it's appalling. It really
They put you through 20 questions. They start real friendly like. And the more questions, if they don't like your answer, they keep probing deeper and deeper because they want to save you from yourself. That's the excuse that they're using.
Tanya just experienced that this last week, too, with one of her friends.
I did. And actually, a couple of people told me that they had some difficulties getting some funds. And I know here in Canada, people have a tendency to think, oh, what happens in the States stays in the States. Well, I'm sorry, but, like, the neighboring country besides you is just going to start it all for us. If you don't think that's going to happen here, too, you're crazy. But, you know, they're starting to wise up. But yeah, it's becoming a reality here now, too. So, it's time for people to jump on board.
Well, they've already pretty clearly stated that the funds, there are a number of places in the world where they're nationalizing your private retirement savings. That's already happened in Poland and Russia. It's happening in other parts of the world. It's going to happen everywhere. That's cooked in our books. It's not something that is open to speculation. It's not, you know, it's very, very clearly written in black ink on white paper. You can find all that information. If you need to do that, just let me know, and I'll direct you to some sources. But you don't own your own money, period. And it turns out that this is the way it's been since even in the 1800s, even over in England. The bankers claim to own all the money, and they produce it. And like the dollar, it's fiat currency. It doesn't really have anything behind it, just people's belief that it is something you have to use. Right now, internationally, it's still supposed to be used to purchase goods and services between countries and settle debts, but not anymore. China is making deals with Russia, and they're doing their own thing. A lot of other countries, the BRICS countries, are all looking for ways to not use the dollar-based system. So therefore, you don't own your own funds. And we've already had some cases where companies have closed and kept all the money, and you become an unsecured creditor of that bank or that financial institution. Doesn't matter where you put your money. That brings me to Bitcoin. People are putting Bitcoin in programs called IRAs and 401ks in using BitcoinIRA.com. If you go over there, they're taking more than $1 million a day in cash and putting in Bitcoins in there. And when you do that, you have to transfer your private keys. So you may think that your Bitcoin is safe, but you had to give them your private keys. Now you don't own it. They own it. The person or company, which is a corporation, is called a person. They actually have the private key and they own it. So when the government closes you down and takes it to pay for the public pensions that they can't deliver on, you've just lost everything that you saved and worked for. Now realize that they're stealing. They're stealing your essence. Your essence, your what you do, you get up every day and you do something. You do work. You do some form of work for whatever you do. That's what we do. That's how we live. You're required to expend energy to do something. Now, in exchange for that energy that you put out to do something, you get something back that you're supposed to be able to reflect what you did, the value of what you did. And you've been taught all your life, and the banks tell you constantly, you know, put your money to work. You want your money working as hard as you do. All these little platitudes, and they pay you 2% interest or 1% interest, all the while knowing they can take it from you anytime they want. But they never told you that. And so when I tell somebody that today, they think I'm nuts. They think I'm a crazy whizbag, you know. The problem is they're going to end up totally broke, and they have to go to the government for everything, which is what the government wants. So why not protect yourself and move it into Bitcoin through the BitClub, and now you've got a source of funds forever. You don't have to expend any more of your essence. The fact that you tell people about it is significant enough, and you can generate a lifetime of Bitcoin where they can't take it from you. They can't put it into the public pension programs. We have the best tool today for any financial problem that you may have. It may seem intractable, but we've got the answer, and it's real doable. And all you got to do is let people know about it, or not. If you want to come in and just bring it yourself, you want to buy your pools and mine on your own, that's no problem. It won't make any difference.
Well, we're mining Bitcoin, and we get paid in Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Sarge, did you see that article I sent you this morning about Bitcoin Cash, Bork?
This morning? No, I haven't. Was it email or in Skype?
I dropped it into your Skype. That's why we were late getting on your show, because the girls, we were all sitting here talking about the fork coming up on November 15th.
Ooh.
So, we want to get as much Bitcoin Cash as we can before then. Bitcoin Cash right now is leading all the cryptocurrencies out there.
Just yesterday.
Yeah.
It went up more than 21%.
I'll just touch on this a little bit. One of the largest and most popular virtual currencies in the market is Bitcoin Cash. It skyrocketed more than 19% before its planned hard fork on November 15th. It's scheduled. The network has scheduled fork that will define the future of this cryptocurrency. The volume of Bitcoin Cash has grown exponentially. At the time of the writing, which was this morning, Bitcoin Cash is registering at $1.21 billion in trading volume. At the time of this writing, each Bitcoin is being traded at around $575 in the last 24 hours. Bitcoin Cash registered an increase of 20.85%. How cool is that?
Man.
So one of the features in the BitClub network back office is that you can convert instantly your Bitcoin to Bitcoin Cash. Mm-hmm. So you might want to do that before the 15th.
We're going to do it now. We're going to do it today.
Does it matter where your Bitcoin Cash is stored?
No.
Like if it's on a hardware wallet or anything like that, or is it still going to, is it just whatever you got is going to increase?
It's going to increase. You're going to get one for one on the Bitcoin Cash, but you might want to consider taking the Bitcoin through Shapeshift and change it all to Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then when it runs up in value, you can convert it back.
Cool.
So you could have made 21% just over this weekend already.
Well, and you still can. Before the 15th, it's going to go up. You know, definitely people are going to jump on this. But that's one of the beauties of, we have Bitcoin. We have Bitcoin Cash that we deal with every day. And it's so easy to get in. As Miss Sarah said, and as Michelle was saying, it's very easy to show you how to set up a wallet and get some Bitcoin. We do that all day long. That's what we do. We help people.
And we cycle $200 in BCH. So, I mean, all we had to do is sign people. Why use our fiat money if we're trying to live off of it? It's so easy to do this program, just keep stashing your Bitcoin Cash.
There's a lot of different, this has a really nice, bonus structure to it, this club. I mean, there's several different ways, and we'd be happy to go over that with you guys. Go to webringyoumoney.com, and you can scroll down to the, end of the page, and you can see, when we do our webinars. We have one coming up at Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time and 6 p.m. Pacific time. So jump in there and come on board. We've never been at the right place at the right time like now. Now is the time. And like John was saying that Russ said, you know, if you can't become a millionaire within the next 2 years with this, you're not trying. So how big is your why, really? How much do you need it?
Okay.
Well, I don't even think it's so much a why. I think it's more of, a lot of people are out of work. There are people that are withdrawn from the workforce. They can literally get in here very easily and begin building a future right off the bat. I think people just want to have financial stability and be able to relax and not be so damn stressed all the time over money. Well, this is the new money, and this is the way to get it, right here.
Which brings me to that other article I sent you, Jim, on where'd it go? well, as
you
I
actually
find.
Have your money working for you here, which is awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
It's on CoinDesk. It was on CoinDesk.
Yeah. There's a great article on CoinDesk.com. CoinDesk.com. Bitcoin brought us a new world of money. So you might want to jump over there and read that today. Bitcoin brought us a new world we could have only imagined, and that's the truth. I mean,
that's the title. So if somebody needs to search on it later, if they're listening to the archive, that's the title you want to search on.
Mm-hmm. This morning's CoinDesk.com.
Now on the WeBringYouMoney.com, that's the website that we use for radio shows, because a lot of times people want to talk to specific people that are on here, and Kathy and I are building a team here, and a lot of the people that are with us are part of that team, and they're here telling you about what's going on with them and what they experience, and you really want to connect with them. So you just go over to the page, and that form is on there, and it is got a spot for you to put in who you want to talk to there.
You want to talk to Jim Ram? Put his name in there.
Right. And any question that you have or anything that you didn't, you know, you couldn't call in or you wanted to do something there, it's designed to be able to communicate with the people here that are on the show. And Sarah is here, and she's great. She's been involved in many different programs and knows what she's doing. You got Tony over here building. You got Michelle, who's building great. And, you know, if you like their voice, talk to them. You know? If you don't like their voice and you just want to get the details and get the scoop, talk to them. It doesn't cost you anything to talk to people.
Well, so, and they've invited a lot of their people to listen today, so that's great.
Yeah, right.
And then
Jim
also got his DIY. You want to tell him your site, Jim?
Yeah, my site's yourdiyhealth.com is the main one, and about halfway down you'll see a little picture of a money tree, and if you click that, it'll take you to the other, you know, the yourdiywealth.com, or you could just punch that into your browser. But either way, there's also a couple other links underneath that little money tree icon that gives you, and it's also posted on the website, the Your DIY Wealth. There's like three different places you can go to get more and more information. So you can check those out, and definitely don't forget the WeBringYouMoney.com. That's a great site as well. So they're all there,
well,
and they're there for
I
people.
I think the
ones.
Cool thing is that the people can call up, talk to different ones,
right.
and find the one they connect with the best, and mm-hmm. and work with them.
Definitely.
We're all a team here helping everybody else, so nobody's going to get shorted for anything. We want to make sure everybody is helping everybody, and that's kind of our whole philosophy here, because my view is, as a planner, is I want to make sure that we have enough people using this platform so that we have an economy. They keep talking about how they're going to crash this thing. Believe me, there's no way that $20 trillion worth of deficits, $200 trillion of unfunded mandates, social programs, Social Security, Medicaid, Medi-Cal, all these other food programs, and plus all the pensions are 50% or more underfunded. That means that if you've got a pension, you're not going to get paid what you're getting paid now. So take that money that you're getting now, get into this program, so it'll hedge the loss of that money that you're going to incur. There are companies out there, I mean states right now, that are already cutting pensions as much as 60%+. This is not a joke. If you want documentation, I can get you the documentation. You are going to have a reduction in your pension, period. And if you haven't got your pension started, you may not even get one. You've got to get reality here. You've got to wake up and understand what's going on. And if you hear my voice and you're saying, oh, that can't happen here, don't kid yourself. That's what they thought in Venezuela, too. You know, Venezuela was the richest country in South America. They've got more resources than anybody else, especially oil. And look at them. They can't even feed themselves. They're eating their zoo animals. You're having anarchy. I mean, I don't mean in a good way. I mean in a bad way. You've got people literally killing people to get their goods and services and assets. If you want that here, look at Cyprus. They didn't know that they needed Bitcoin until they took the bail-ins. Bail-ins is where they just take the money out of your account. Greece didn't know they needed it until all the banks and ATMs shut down. We had a guy in one of those meetings that we had who was from Greece, and everybody was kind of freaking out about that in the meeting, and he says, well, it's no big deal. We just used Bitcoin. There's his testimony. I wish I had his name. I didn't, but you could tell he was from there because of his accent and everything. You know, India didn't know they needed it until they took 85% of their currency away from them. They just devalued, so you can't use those bills for currency anymore. The reason is because everybody had it in their house. They did not trust the banks. Same in Argentina, same problem. Inflation is going crazy down there because the people don't trust their banking system nor the government, and they don't want to put their money in there. Well, the government's doing the same thing to them. It's going after it anyway. All over the planet, these things are occurring. Do you realize a Bitcoin price here is about $6,400. In Iran, it's $24,000 because of the inability to get Bitcoin. It's been bid up that high. Korea typically has a 30% premium. People, you have got to get a reality awakening and start looking into this stuff. Quit dragging your feet and thinking this is some kind of a joke. It's not. We're here to help you.
Yep.
Reach it.
Well said, John.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's got to talk to these people because they're just sitting on their hands like everything is okay. It's not. And I don't know why. I don't know what it's going to take away from them. Go ahead, say again.
Oh, I said they have everything to gain here.
Right.
Absolutely. So, I mean, to me, it takes away that four-letter word, fear, false evidence appearing real. It takes that away to step out and try this and give it a shot and think, wow, this is unique. And before long, you see how well it works. And, I mean, it's just, you can't help but, like I said, share it with somebody else for that reason. It's like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to leave so-and-so behind. I don't want to leave so-and-so behind. I need to let them know about this. And that's kind of what happened with me is I was like, I can't leave people behind here. I at least got to let them know.
Yeah. Well, you've done your job. I mean, you know, if you tell them and they don't do it, then it's on them. It's not on you anymore. You've done what you could to try to help the situation. But if we're all using Bitcoin like they did in Greece, many of the people in Venezuela that are able to mine Bitcoin, by the way, they don't like it down there. They're putting people in jail for so-called stealing electricity to buy Bitcoin. But you know what? They're doing it anyway because it's survival. They're in survival mode. There's nothing left down there. And, in fact, Colombia and Brazil, I was reading articles today where they're even thinking about invading Venezuela. Oh, happy days are here again. Is that what people want? I mean, it is just deadly serious about what's going on in this economy out there. So I urge everybody to get on board. Jim, we got about, 8 minutes left to go?
Well, let's see here. Yeah, we're a little less than that, about 7.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
I think we've covered it pretty good today. Nobody ever calls in and asks us questions over here. You notice that?
Well, they can't. That's the problem on this system. When you guys are on, if somebody else calls in, the only way I can answer them is to cut you guys off. I'm watching my chat room to see if anybody posts any questions, but so far there's nothing in there either.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, it's the beginning of a new week. You guys, we just told you how to make a considerable amount of funding. If you've got Bitcoin, move it to Bitcoin Cash so that you can get the appreciation and double up on the coins. And then move it back to Bitcoin if you want. That's what we're going to be doing today. If you don't know how to do that and you need help with that, let us know so that we can make sure everybody gets what's coming to them. And if you don't take the steps to do it, guess who? Who suffers? Not us. We want to make sure that you get everything out of this program that you can get. And they've set this thing up so well. It's just too easy to do. I know maybe you're confused a little bit about what it is and everything. And so what you want to do is you want to go to Amazon.com and get a book called The Bitcoin Standard. The Bitcoin Standard. And the last name of the author is Amous. And that's A-M-M-O-U-S, A-M-M-O-U-S. Get your hands on that book. Just read chapters 7, 9, and 10 to start. The whole front of the book is about money, what constitutes money, what is good money, what is bad money, how do things stay money. And it tells you that Bitcoin is the hardest money. You know, gold has been called hard money. Bitcoin is harder than gold, which is exactly what people want because it protects the value of their essence of what they've worked their life for or what they've built. It's a place where you can literally put it and it will not go away. It'll be there in the future when you need it. The fiat currencies all go to zero. There's a book out there. If you need a title on that, I can get that one for you. I've got it myself, but it shows every fiat currency from the 1700s to current date and that they all went to zero. They absolutely went to zero. And that's the same place where all these fiat currencies we're dealing with today are going to go to. Hard money doesn't do that. Hard money protects you from the loss of that funding. So we are ready to go. We are ready to help people. We've got the CoinPay system coming out. You may want to go out and just talk to people about that. Everybody you know around you, you know, you pay people all the time for things. Those people need to take funds. A lot of them take debit and credit cards. They've got some serious problems there. You don't know about it because you don't deal with them. But they know about it, and you start showing them a way where they can, you mean I don't have to have a 20% haircut on my funds when it comes in? You mean I don't have to deal with chargebacks? I don't have to deal with people holding the money? You know, we were in a company where we lost the company because the bank says, well, we got some chargebacks coming in. We don't know who to pay. So we're just going to hang on to the money till we figure it out. You know what? It killed the company. Bank still has the money. We never got paid.
Years later, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, just think about where you work. You want that company to survive? They better start getting on Bitcoin. They need CoinPay. You can put it in there for them, and you can receive a commission on that. And if you're a business owner right now, you can make your competitors your partners. You sign up for this program, you get into BitClub, you get the CoinPay system operational, and now you can go show them what you're doing and how you're securing your future, and you can help them do the same. And then every time they do a transaction, you're going to get a 50 basis points, half of 1% on every transaction they do. Come on, you guys. You got to wake up and smell the coffee. We got the best coffee brewing in the world. Sorry, Michelle. I know Kona's good, but this is better.
You know, we have a great, unique program here. Here in the Bit Club, we really take you to some training. We teach you understanding the level up plan, how to maximize your income. And, you know, we go through it in a couple of times because we know you're not going to understand it the first or second time, but everybody's different. So we take our time and we spend hours, as you know, making sure you are understanding. We hook you up to our private Facebook group and other things that we have and give you all the updates and all the latest news. And so you're not alone here when there's always somebody here that you could talk to. And just all you have to do is go on joinbitcoinclub.com. Or we use
WeBringYouMoney.com.
WeBringYouMoney.com. Yes. And John is really, he's my go-to guy. He's my answer guy. You know, I'm hearing all the experts say things, and it's like, okay, this is John saying it, but in a different way. He's teaching it a little differently. But it's the same thing. It's the same concept.
Well, you know? It's just stuff from my experience being on the financial side, but Kathy's got the experience on the business side.
Oh, she certainly does. Yep.
Yeah. So we're well positioned to help anybody get going and help you guys, because that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to help our team help other people. There's only so many people we can talk to. We can't talk to everybody. We need people that help us do this. And we need you out there. We need you to participate so that you're going to have a financial future that guarantees our financial future. So it's people helping people to resolve a problem that we didn't create, but we're all suffering under. So anyway, Jim, I'll turn it over back to you to close the show. I think it's coming up on that time.
Yeah, we've got about a minute left. And
plug your health stuff, because if you get all the money in the world, it means nothing if you don't have your health.
That's exactly right. What good is your wealth without health, and what good is your health without wealth? You know, they both go hand in hand. You can't enjoy one if you don't have the other. And that's what this show's all about, helping people to not only restore their health, but, you know, get the wealth that they need to buy the things that they use to restore their health. That's as simple as it is. You know, the supplements we have are second to none, but they're not cheap. You know, you got to have the money to buy them. And if you don't, this is a good option to set up a system where you can set up a program. Basically, it's a perpetual money machine. And it will just keep paying you, and you can use those funds, among other things, to buy the supplements you need. So that's the whole idea, and that's what we're here for. But you're right. We are just about out of time here, and the music's going to be starting in a second. And I think, yeah, there it is. But we'll be back again, have everybody back hopefully next Monday. We'll carry on with this. And you know, for everybody else, make sure you're here the rest of the week and listen to the things about the health issues. And that way we can hopefully help you get your health on track. So take care, God bless, and take care of your body, because it's the only place you have to live.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye for now.